Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion, and it's coming this morning from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 16. I was looking up verses on freedom with this week. You know, we're celebrating July 4th yesterday, Independence Day, and in the spirit of that, just looking at verses, you know, what does the scripture say about freedom? And came across a bunch of great verses, but this is the one that really stood out the most to me this morning. It says, live as people who are free. But then it goes on to say, however, it says, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God. Well, what a responsibility. I mean, it really gets me excited to think, here we are, we've been given freedom. We've been given freedom in Christ. Yet, Peter says, don't use this freedom as a cover-up for evil. You know, like, well, I have the freedom to do as I choose. You know, I have the freedom to do this or do that. He says, listen, don't let it be a freedom to do that which you shouldn't be doing. However, live as servants of God. And we could say, well, wait a minute. We're celebrating Independence Day yesterday. It's, you know, we're in that whole spirit this week. And you're talking about being a bondservant of Jesus. But here's what I hear. Here's what I see it saying is, hey, you are free. Don't use your freedom to fulfill the flesh, to go after doing things that are wrong. However, choose freely to be a servant of God. Now, that's exciting. In fact, when I gave my life to Christ as a child, I actually found trust me, I was not some perfect child or anything. I'm not trying to give that impression. But what I am trying to say is God changed my life. He really did. And when I would think about submitting to my parents, even as a teenager, okay, now, again, I went through some times when I was not submitting. I had to come back and apologize for things I did. They didn't know about that I was trying to gain freedom without letting them know that I was. But anyway, a lot of those years, I can say a lot, when I would submit to my parents, and my parents were pretty strict. Me being the oldest, I mean, like, way stricter than the younger ones. And so, but as I would submit, not necessarily a lot of times agreeing with how strict it was, but when I would submit, I would find this joy in knowing, hey, you know what? Okay. I can choose to do this out of a good attitude. I can choose to submit. Okay, so we're created by God. You know, we're created by Him. He designed us. He created us. But He didn't make us to be a robot. He didn't force us. So just as a child, I could, or as a teenager, I could choose to submit to my parents. You might say, well, those are your parents. Yeah, well, God created us, and He doesn't force us to have to follow up, doesn't force us to submit, but He gives us the choice. We can choose, and with that choice comes consequences, right? And so again, I see Him saying, hey, you're free. But don't use your freedom to go do things that are going to hurt you, that are going to hurt others. Use your freedom. Choose to be a servant of God, a servant of Jesus. And I get excited about what that means as you and I go forth today and we get to choose to follow Him. We get to choose freely to be a part of His kingdom. You know, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. And that can be our prayer as it is in heaven. That I want to be a part of your will. I want to be a part of your kingdom. I want to be a part of your agenda being done. What matters to you matters to me. That whatever is you're involved in, I want to be involved in. That's what I want to be my prayer today. That's my prayer for us. Let's use our freedom wisely. And let's, in the end, live a life that actually leaves an impact, a legacy that continues on because of the choices and the freedom that we had and how we chose to use that freedom. Father, I just pray that you would help me first to use my freedom, to use it wisely, Father, so that I can leave a lasting impact on the life of others. And Father, I pray for all those who may hear this podcast, Father God, that you would just do the same in them. Allow us to be a people who rise up and make wise choices and impact and change the world. for your honor and your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, amen. Now, if this episode has encouraged you, you can download other podcasts on my podcast, Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark on iTunes. And by the way, please leave us a review, comment. And then if you want to go to my blog, though, you can go there and find my devotion plus other resources at beacatalyst.com. Thanks for sharing it if it's encouraged you. Have a super, ultra, awesome, fantastic day. God bless.